SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad at a bad day, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Verona Palatial, right across the river to the woods from where Granny's in the hospital again. I think she smoked too much of the 8-ball indica kush in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do I'm up in the come round, fat to flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, but the best is town's a tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake it. Ooh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught some from Keith. Should do be, yeah, yeah. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN in Kansas City. Mo, a birthday roll call on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Ja Morant, 23 today. Dalvin Cook, 27. Andre Drummond, 29. He looks like he's about 40. Wilson Ramos, 35. Matt Prater, 38. And then Samari Roll, 44. Gino Toretta, Kane Day, 52. Riddick Bowe, double nickels. John Starks, 57. Andy Stankiewicz, 58. Billy Ray Smith, 61. Ralph Sampson, legend, 73. And Rocky Colavito, 89 today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. We got day ball going on around the majors. We'll keep our eyes on it, give you updates on scores. Last night, the Mariners in 13 innings beat the Yankees 1-0. Torrens wins it in extras in the 13th. The Yankees called up Andujar to replace Matt Carpenter. You got the Yankees and Seattle getting set to go. Padres beat the Giants. Machado, the walk-off, three-run shot. Soto, a home run. San Francisco, San Diego, day ball. Today we'll get into it. Angels beat the A's 5-1. Ohtani with a home run. Angels and A's today. Nats beat the Cubs, Mets over the Reds, Brewers over the Rays. We'll get into all of it, plus the lion's share. Bruce Levine will join us from Chicago. He's the baseball beat guy for the Score Radio in the Windy City. We'll talk about the White Sox and Cubs with him. Orioles beat the Jays 6-5. Ronald Odor with a two-run go-ahead homer in the eighth, a big drive. Orioles now a half game out of the last wild card spot. Can you even fathom it? Jays signed Jackie Bradley Jr., so he cannot hit in Toronto now. He'll do a great job up there like he did in Boston, never getting a hit ever. I mean, that guy literally hits .110. He may be as bad as Joey Gallo. Braves beat the Red Sox in 11 innings. Austin Riley, a big shot for the Bravos. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-1. Real Muto, a home run. He'll play for Team USA, the World Baseball Classic. You got the split between the Royals and White Sox. We'll get into that. The Sox have so many injuries, I can't even begin to tell you. The Guardians beat the Tigers, Astros over the Rangers. Kyle Tucker came up big, Rockies cards. It was all Colorado last night. We'll get into that game. D-backs beat the Pirates again. Ketel Marte with a big RBI single. Dodgers over the Twins. The Dodgers simply never lose. It's that simple. All of tonight's games will bang it out, plus Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News on today's show. We'll talk about Roger Goodell and the evidence to suspend Watson 1 year. That's what the NFL is going after. We welcome all the radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 159, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to you wanna, do you wanna? Sports Map Radio Network in Houston, Sports Byline USA in a city by the bay. Deepak holding it down for us. New Broncos owner Rob Walton talking on the show today, plus Aaron Rodgers. We got Packers season odds. Mitch Trubisky makes C2C today. Deontay Johnson getting sued for not showing up at a kids' football camp. We got today in Carver High history. That's always exciting. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins coach, talking today. We'll look at the Dolphins season odds. Ryan Poles talking about Roquan Smith's trade demands. We got Bears odds. Mac Jones talking today. Patriots odds we'll give you. Eagles center Jason Kelce expects to play week one despite having surgery on his elbow. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni. Eagles odds, Ron Rivera on the show. Browns return man Grant, a torn Achilles. Rams, Sean McVay got a new deal after the Super Bowl. Geno Smith, the leader for the gig in Seattle at quarterback. We got a Dubsy Anderson St. Jude Championship preview of that golf tournament this week. That's the playoffs beginning. Odds to win the St. Jude. Carver Hyle, give you all his picks. Cameron Smith not talking about LIV, but he's on C2C today. And a federal judge denies LIV golfers' request to compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Kyrie Irving disputes reports that said that he also dislikes Sean Marks and Steve Nash. He says that's not true. Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman out with a non-football injury illness. Canes get a new locker room. How about the Rock locker room? $1 million gift to the school, and their locker room is state-of-the-art NFL style. Max Pacioretty is going to have surgery to repair a torn Achilles. 6 months will be out. That is awful. Jacob Trouba, the new team captain of the Rangers. Errol Spence and T-Bud look like they'll fight in November. Wilder is going to fight some bum in October. Denny Bernstein will join us on the fourth period NHL radio to talk about the Pacioretty injury. You get it all. Grab a Guinness. Pour it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, you got to get the BetMGM app if you want to be civilized. Bet $10 on any major league game, win $200. You heard me. If either team hits a home run, use the bonus code MLBHR2022. That's MLB Home Run 2022. Bet $10, win $200 if either team hits a home run. You're going to love the BetMGM app. All right, afternoon ball. The Mets are impaling the Reds 7-2 right now in the sixth at Citi Field. Beautiful day in New York. It's not 105 like yesterday. It's like 83 degrees. It's just ideal for beer drinking. Brewers up 2-1 on the Rays, end of three in Milwaukee, and the Nats lead the Cubs. Bottom three at Wrigley, 1-0 Washington on top there, Carver High.
Yes, and we have several other games that are going to get going in a little bit. Let's talk about those, including what happened in them last night. We will start in Seattle, Yankee, where the Yankees and the Mariners will finish up a series in about an hour from now, Scotty. Last night, 13 innings, scoreless the entire way. Some great pitching from both Luis Castillo and Ace Ventura, Gerrit Cole, last night. But it was finally broken in the bottom of the 13th, Scotty. Louis Torrens wins it on Root Sports.
Torrens off the bench. Bases loaded, one out. 0-2 coming. Into right field! It is it! It is it! The Mariners win it! The first run is the only run in an instant classic! It's the game of the year! Luis Torrens!
I mean, I get it, but calm down, bro. It's August 9th. I mean, honest
game
to Christ.
Of the year.
You would have thought they won the World Series. They've never done that either. But boy, did that guy go off on that call on a meaningless August 9th game. I mean, let's face facts. It's the dog days. None of this matters. I mean, the Yankees are going. You're the ones that have to worry about screwing it up.
It's like you always say, if anybody plays the Yankees, it means a little bit more to him, right? I guess that was the feeling in Seattle last night. And look, I actually stayed up for most of it. I got a little sleepy in around the 11th or 12th inning, Scotty. I just couldn't quite cross the finish line. But right. From what I saw in the late innings, the base running by the Yankees last night was absolutely disgraceful. I mean, they had first and second, no out at one point, got picked off. They had a guy picked off for second on a line out. They just had some miserable. Judge got thrown out trying to steal second. They just had a miserable night running the bases. Should have never got to that point. But that's how it goes. They wasted a good effort from Cole, that's for sure.
I bet on Seattle, and I didn't get that excited when I won the bet as that guy got. I mean, honestly, I was just like, whatever.
The Yankees did get Miguel Andujar back in the mix, Scotty. Of course, he had requested a trade. He's been in the minors. They need a bat now that Carpenter has gone on the IL. We mentioned they finished the series at the top of the hour. Nasty Nestor Cortez, Scotty, gets the ball against Robbie Ray this afternoon in the rubber match. Minus 126 for the Yankees, plus 108 for Seattle. 7.5 is the total in this one.
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to stay under again. And I think, I bet on Nasty Nestor. I took the Yankees today to win the series. So they've split the first two. Let's see what happens. I don't think it's going to be easy because I think Robbie Ray's been pitching really well lately. Both of them have nice ERAs. Ray 3.9, Cortez 2.5. I say it stays under, and I'm on the Bombers.
Also last night, the Padres and the Giants, Scotty. We had a lot of firsts for the Padres with their new guys. First home run for Juan Soto. He finally gets one over the wall in San Diego. First blown save for Josh Hader. He blew a 4-1 lead in the ninth inning for the Padres. But who's there to save the day, Scotty? How about Manny Machado on Bally Sports San Diego, sending him home with the big fly?
Machado to deep left and deep and far into the San Diego night. He'll walk it off. Three-run home run for Manny Machado. Padres win it 7-4 in spectacular fashion.
I mean, they really needed that one, Mike. They got swept by the Dodgers. You know, they turned right around and lost to start the week. The Giants beat them 1-0. They needed that win last night big time. And I think today in the bright sunshine at Petco, I'm going to go with them again with Manaea.
They do have Manaea going against Junis today. Padres are minus 166 in that contest. Scotty, big total of 9 for those
like
two today. I like the over as well. I got to give you Hader's line. He didn't even finish the ninth inning, two-thirds of an inning. He walked 3 guys, gave up 1 hit, 3 earned runs, 1 strikeout as he was blowing the save. That ain't the Josh Hader we used to see in Milwaukee, Scotty. That didn't look good at all.
Now, like, I didn't watch that game in particular, and my point is, did he pitch in any of these other games since they got him? Have we seen him? Because they've lost every game, so he wasn't in closing games, right? So is it nerves in San Diego, or is it the original theory that I had is that Milwaukee got rid of him for a reason because they know something's wrong with him because he started getting walked off twice in a row in his last two outings in Milwaukee. Then they trade him. The whole world's shocked. But like at the Italian restaurant, the brass of the Brewers were probably crushing glasses and laughing. I felt like it was a sucker trade from the jump, but what do I know? And why is he not able to throw strikes now? Why is he not able to close now? Why is he not able to get anybody out now? He was the most dominant lefty closer in the game, and now all of a sudden, overnight, he completely sucks? Explain that to me, Mike.
I can't explain it. He pitched immediately when they traded for him last Tuesday against the Rockies, and then he did not pitch again until Monday night in that 1-0 loss. He got in for an inning, clean inning, 2 strikeouts, didn't pitch at all against the Dodgers. So that was probably his first big spot going for a save for San Diego. Did not go well. Also last night, Scotty, in Oakland at the Ashtray, it was Ohtani night, Scotty. He, of course, picks up the win. 6 innings, 5 strikeouts, pitched good, and he added in a tater on Bally Sports West. Here we go.
sit back in amazement.
Yeah, don't take it for granted because you've seen it and, you know, other people are doing other things. This is incredible. Otani to right field. I think he did. He has passed Ichiro for the second most home runs by a Japanese-born player, 118 of his career. And he now has the team lead with 25. He's the starting pitcher. It's 5-0 Halo.
Who's got the lead? Matsui? Is that who the top home run hitter is?
I believe so. Yes, it is.
I think it is.
He was with the
but
Yankees,
you know, that's all he does is hit home runs, and the team stinks, and they're playing today as well at the Ashtray. And I gotta tell you, I'm on Sears. He's unbeaten. He's got a 2 ERA. I like the under in the A's today against the Angels.
Yep, Sears, who just came over from the Yankees in the Montas trade. A's are -142. That total is 7.5. I like the A's this afternoon as well, Scotty, with Sears on the mound.
Yeah, I'm with it. And up against Toussaint. So, you know, I think the Angels suck. I bet against them every day, unless Otani's pitching.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High, let's make him some money on the share here. The Lion is very restless, very angry. We didn't hit home runs last night, so I went to feed the thing today, and when I threw that, I threw the porterhouse in with the tomahawk, and the thing almost bit my arm off. He's very angry.
Well, to be fair, we did say go after a bunch of guys on the Braves, including Austin Riley, who had a hell of a night. At Fenway against the Sox. So we got him in there, did pretty good on the strikeouts. We had the Braves with the over in the game prop and another one as well. So let's get back to it here. The Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM. And we will start in Philadelphia again tonight, but this time, Scotty, with Sandy Alcantara on the hill for the Fish on the road. 6.5 is the number for him, +120 to the over, -165 to the under. Why so much juice to the under? He's under 6.5 in 3 of his last 4 starts, Scotty, despite how sparkling he has been. But the last time he faced the Phillies, July 15th, how about a dozen? He had 12 Ks against the Phillies back on July 15th. Look out.
Yeah, and that was in Miami. This is in Citizens in Philadelphia. I don't think he does that tonight in that ballpark against that team, the way they're playing. I say no. I'm going to go under.
I'm taking the over for Sandy tonight. Maybe it's just that little plus sign. It gets me going. I want to try to make some money tonight. Jose Berrios, Scotty, and the Blue Jays are in Baltimore again. Man, how about the Orioles the last couple of nights? We'll get to them in a minute. A half game out of the final wild card in the American League. Berrios will try to stop that. For the Jays, 4.5 is the number, Scotty. -110 to the over, -130 to the under. Berrios over this number in 5 of his last 6 starts. He had 8 against the Orioles back in June.
Yeah, that all spells over to me. I'll take the over at -110. I think he'll get it done. Although, his ERA is high. I look for lots of runs tonight in that game at Camden and another Orioles win. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm just being honest. I mean, after they gave up, you know, 2 of their best pitchers, you know, to me, it's amazing that they're a half game out. And at this point, I'm just riding it. I want them to make the playoffs. I'm rooting for the Baltimore Orioles to make the playoffs the rest of the way. They are fun. They've given the Yankees fits. They've given everybody fits. And they get rid of 2 great pitchers, and then they go out and they keep winning. I mean, I'm on this thing. I'm jumping on. Why not take the ride with them in the wild card? Screw all these other teams.
There you go. Next, let's go to the Buccos tonight in the desert against Arizona. And why not? Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller, Scotty. 4.5, +100 to the over tonight, -145 to the under. Mitch is under in his last 2, but he was over in the 4 starts before that. I like Mitch to get five tonight, Scotty. Let's go.
Yeah, Helen Keller's awful. And they are as bad on the road as any team in the majors. I told you, you know, I went for it last night with them, right? And they still lost. And I went back to Mad Bum today. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I keep digging the shovel with the Pirates the last couple of nights. I feel like they owe me tonight against Mad Bum. I haven't decided yet if I want to take the plunge or not with them. The Astros and the Rangers again at Minute Maid tonight. Justin Verlander, your current leader for the Cy Young in the American League on all the betting boards. 6.5 is the number for Verlander, -155 to the over, +110 to the under. He is under 6.5 in his last two. He was over the four before that. Texas does strike out a lot, Scotty. I kind of like the over.
I'm on the over here. I believe that Justin Verlander will have at least 8 strikeouts tonight. After the very first hitter in the game, he'll have 8 strikeouts. So one guy will come to the plate, and he'll have 8 strikeouts at that point of the game. And we'll hit the over, and everybody will be happy. The guy never loses. His ERA is 1.73. He's unbelievable. He's 15-3. I bet everything. I bet my wife on him. My wife is now on the auction block.
There you go. I'm with you. Verlander tonight. Let's go. Make it happen. All right. Tater time. We need some taters tonight, Scotty. We ate on Monday night. We got some swings and misses last night, but we're coming back to get some more. Let's do it with the Braves and the Red Sox again. Now, just like last night, I like a lot of guys to hit home runs in this game because we do have some gas cans on the mound. I'm going to go with Olson +290. Pavetta's on the mound, a righty. Olson, of course, from the left side. I think he'll get out, but Riley has been so hot, Scotty. I got no problems if you want to go with Riley as well tonight because he had a triple last night. He had a homer. He had the go-ahead single we're going to play later. So I'm good with Riley, but I'm also going to go with Olson.
You know, it's unbelievable. But I'm looking at this team, the way they're hitting. You know, I got to tell you, I'm on Olson. I'm on Swanson. I'm on Contreras. And I'm on Harris. And how about this? Ozuna's got 19. I'm going to throw him in there, too. I'll throw the whole bunch of them in there. They all hit so many home runs. That ballpark is so small that literally I think my daughter could hit it out of the ballpark. And, I mean, she can crank one over the wall and left. The monster, the youngster at 14 with bad knees.
I'm with you. I think some more runs tonight. Pavetta, gas can night at Fenway. Let's get it. We'll go to Houston next. We got to go to the big fella here, Yordan Alvarez. When we get a little slump with the tater, Scotty, we go to the big fella, +270. And why else are we going to go to him? Because the Rangers have your boy C. Otto on the mound tonight. I expect him to get whacked. Let's go with Alvarez.
Yeah, I love Alvarez. Why not? I could see him whacking one out tonight against Texas. I went for it last night with Perez. It didn't work out. You got to have stones sometimes. I think Texas, he's their best pitcher. And, you know, if anyone could do it, it would have been him. They still couldn't get it done. My guess is tonight they get whacked again, and I think Alvarez will probably smack one.
The Cardinals are in Colorado again against the Rockies. They got their ass beat last night, Scotty. Not a good scene. 12-0 after 3 innings as that just got worse and worse. So maybe a bounce back tonight, especially facing Herman Marquez. We're going to go to Goldschmidt +250.
Yeah, I like Goldschmidt. I mean, look at how many home runs he's got. 26 home runs. Why not? I mean, the ball flies out of there. But last night it was flying out for the Rockies.
It was flying out for the Rockies last night. Actually, Freeland for the Rockies tonight. Doesn't matter. I still expect Goldschmidt and the guys to get it done tonight in Colorado. And finally, Scotty, I know we kind of threw Will Smith on the pile last night. We said we'll go with any Dodgers. Why not? Muncy ended up hitting one out. Tonight we're going to Will Smith officially, +340. To hit a homer against the Twinkies out in L.A. in the late night game. They, of course, have Sonny Gray going.
Yeah, believe it or not, I took Sonny Gray tonight in an upset.
Wow.
I went for Perez last night. I'm going Gray upset tonight. at Dodger Stadium. So I'm going to say no. I threw Will out there last night. I'm not going to go back to the well tonight.
Okay, there you go. Game props to finish things up. I went runs last night in this game. I'm going runs again in this game. Red Sox and Braves both to score four or more runs at plus 170. Both teams to score four or more runs, plus 170.
Yeah, you know, I like that. You know, I think the one guy that you got to worry about is, you know, Wright has been so incredible. He's got a 3-2 ERA. He's got, you know, he's like 13-5 for the Braves. I think he's going to win this game. I think he's going to beat Pivetta. And he doesn't usually give up four runs a game. I'll go with you on this one, though, because the Red Sox are desperate. I still like the Braves to win, but desperate means they're going to be swinging away. That means runs.
Next, we'll go to Colorado. I think the Cards bounce back in a big way, as I said, with Goldschmidt. Cardinals to win and over 9.5 runs scored in the game, plus 135. Cards win over 9.5, 135.
Well, I gave you Goldie to hit a home run, but I'm taking the Rockies to win the game, so no for me.
Wow, the Rockies tonight in Denver. We will hear all about that later on Coast to Coast. And finally, the underplay for tonight will go to the Buccos and the Diamondbacks. Now, they got over last night, Scotty, but early in the game, first five innings, not a lot's been happening with these two teams. That's both of the last two nights. D-backs and Pirates, under four in the first five innings, plus a buck 10.
Yeah, I don't believe that either because Helen's pitching. When Helen Keller's out there, everybody's teeing off. I just have no faith in him whatsoever. They're not holding anybody to four or under in the first five innings.
I am backing Helen Keller tonight. The strikeouts, the game. I'm getting too invested in a guy who isn't that good. I can't. Yeah. You know what? I wish I was out. You're right. I wish I was drunk. Out there in the seats, I'm watching Wrigley. A beautiful sunny day. Everybody's just getting hammered out in the bleachers at Wrigley Field today, Scotty. Watching the Cubs and the Nationals. Can you believe it?
I got the Mets on. When's the last time you saw me put a Mets game on? It's bad luck. I've already had enough bad luck, though, this week in the Ferrella Palacio with events surrounding me. So I don't even care if I put the Mets on. I'm not afraid of bad luck.
And the Mets now lead 10-2, Scotty. The RBI double from Vogelbach, McNeil with an RBI double, pouring it on against the Reds out at Citi Field.
They should be pouring it on. They should sweep the Reds because they suck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, yesterday or whatever day it was, I can't keep track of the days. I had on a guy that I've worked with for 30 years, and I said to him, I said, have you done this show before? He's like, he said, I've been on the show 10 times. I said, I was working? He goes, yeah, you were hosting every time. I go, I don't remember any of that. And then Mavi's like, stop talking about your Alzheimer's. Stop talking about you don't remember anything. Go to the next guest. So I do remember Bruce Levine, thank God, as he is back on from the Score in Chicago covering baseball and back on Coast to Coast. Bruce, good to see you. I have to say, and you heard me earlier, that if it were the White Sox and the Yankees again in the cornfield, I'd be all in. But the fact that they stuck the Reds and Cubs in this game in Iowa tomorrow, what a disaster.
Well, I think that, you know, as the game goes on, I don't think you're going to be able to top that first game. So I'm big on nostalgia, always have been, because baseball is all about passing down generations and, you know, from father and daughter to, you know, the next generation. But in reality, Scott, I just don't see how this will continue to resonate. I think it's a good one and done idea. But I don't see how it, you know, continues to be fascinating, you know, for 15 years while all 30 teams get to play in this game.
So, in all honesty, you don't want to go to that game. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to that game.
I mean, look, I love Iowa and I love the people in Iowa, but we have cornfields here in Illinois. So I can go out to the cornfield there, and we have wonderful corn here. I mean, I love the movie. I think everybody enjoyed the movie. I think the nostalgia of the movie is great. It wasn't necessarily my favorite baseball movie, but it was, you know, it was a good baseball movie. Anytime you have, you know, James Earl Jones and Burt Lancaster in a movie together about baseball, you know, I think it's great. And they were fantastic, and they carried the movie. It was a fantastic, fun movie. But, you know, moving this along, I think my friend Danny Evans, former general manager of the Dodgers and worked with the White Sox here for many years from Chicago, does a fantastic job there. They do a great job in marketing it, but I just don't see the connection for 15 years.
I did want to say that I was in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, a few weeks ago, and I was driving, and I was just surrounded by corn. And I was like, I was with a person in the car. I said, I thought we were going to the beach. And the woman said, yeah, there's tons of corn here. And I said, I feel like I'm back in Indiana, going to IU in Bloomington, driving down from Indianapolis, one giant cornfield for an hour straight. And I haven't seen, I live in New York City. I haven't seen corn since it's been on my plate. I don't have any cornfields in New York. We have swamps in New Jersey with bodies in them. But let me ask you about Jed Hoyer for a second. What was Jed thinking by announcing that Hayward will not be back with the team on the guy's birthday?
What? Yeah. Happy 33rd birthday, Jason Hayward. Look, they had already had the discussion, Scott. Hayward already knew that he wasn't coming back. He'd been injured most of this year. His ability to play had been curtailed over the last 3 years by injury. You know, this is one fantastic individual. Forget about that he's a very good ball player at the peak of his career. This is maybe one of the most beloved baseball players in the game, the most respected baseball players in the game, a person of high integrity and quality, a person that gives back with his charities. All that is great, but, you know, the ending here is pretty strange when you announce, hey, he's welcome to stay here and rehab the rest of the year, but he's not welcome back next year. We're going to pay him $22 million to find a new home somewhere else.
Wow, that's crazy. I just want to throw one out curveball at you. When Vin Scully passed, you know, I grew up my whole life listening to Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey. And really, you know, I remember, you know, hey, hey, and, you know, there goes another one over the fence. And then Harry Carey took over. He was on the South Side at the time, doing games when the White Sox were wearing shorts, Bermuda shorts, and Wilbur Wood was pitching. And then he went to the North Side to do the Cubs for all those years with Steve Stone. When you think of Harry Carey and what he meant to baseball in Chicago, how does that run in concert with Vin Scully for you?
You know, I've never been one to compare broadcasters. I think Vin Scully's greatness is unchallenged. But like you said, Harry Carey was the king of Midwest baseball. And don't forget, before television and televised games were every night in Major League Baseball, Harry Carey and KMOX in St. Louis went everywhere in the country. You know, before 1958, there was no Major League Baseball west of the Mississippi. Before 1966, there was no baseball in south of St. Louis because, you know, there was no baseball in Atlanta till then. So KMOX And Harry Carey went further in the country, that I think covered more states than any station in the country. He was as famous as any celebrity back in the 50s and 60s. That's how, and his greatness and his ability to entertain was unchallenged. But I never compare Scully and him, because, you know, it's just what you're brought up in and what you listen to while you're growing up. It's not like, you know, Scully sucks and we love Harry. It's just, you know, they were both excellent in what they did. And, you know, I don't think it ever came to mind that one was better than the other.
Yeah, I was just, from the standpoint of, I grew up in Chicago and Pittsburgh, so I got exposed to Harry Carey as a child. And then I lived in L.A. for a decade, and I got to listen to Vin Scully on the radio sitting in traffic. And I never had heard anything like that. And even in Harry Carey, Harry was different to me. He was more beer and fun. And the other guy was more eloquent and telling stories. Both very fascinating guys to be able to listen to in my career. I want to bring it back to the Hoyer for a second. What happened to Hoyer and the, you know, Contreras, Hap, nothing at the deadline? What were they thinking?
Well, A.J. Preller kind of held them up, because they were talking a large deal that would have included Contreras and Hap and David Robertson, the pitcher that eventually went to Philadelphia. They were talking a huge deal before the Soto thing came down. And Preller went out and got what he wanted elsewhere. To be honest with you, with Contreras, Scott, the way that pitching is now, nobody's interested in bringing in a full-time catcher 4 months into a season on a team that's already doing well, okay? So the metrics people, the pitching people, they're all so coordinated and involved with their catchers that to bring in a new catcher like Contreras 4 months in, there wasn't a lot of interest. I think in the offseason, when he goes to full free agency and people start over again, I think you'll see a different market for Wilson Contreras. He's been, you know, people say, well, he doesn't call the greatest game in the world. Well, let me tell you, he can hit. He's full of energy. He's got a great arm. He blocks balls well. I think the idea of him framing and not being a great framer, it's one of the most overrated things I've ever heard in my life. Pitchers control their own fate when they're on the mound. And saying that you have to bring in a great framer, I think, is tremendously overrated. That said, I think there'll be a bigger market for Wilson Contreras when he goes free agency.
So let's talk about Tony La Russa and the White Sox and how they've been, you know, flickering around 200, 200, 500, blah, blah, blah. And now a game and a half out, they've won 6 of 10. Have you seen any signs of them being better than they were in the first half as they sprint toward the finish line here against a Twins team that can't run away with it and a Cleveland team that no one can really explain?
You know, it's hard to say after, 110 games that the team's going to turn it around. But look at 2019 Washington. Look at the Braves last year in 2021, teams that were muddling around, people wondering with all the wonderful talent that those teams had when they were going to turn it around. Well, guess what they did? The White Sox can't do that because they do have a lot of talent. They do have really good starting pitching, getting Lynn back and starting to pitch a little bit better. Dylan Cease is the best pitcher in the American League this side of Verlander. So they have a bullpen that is healthy right now and that is one of the better in baseball. If you can pitch, we all know this, you have a chance to go on a run. The problem with them is they're a home run hitting team and they don't hit home runs. Their balance from the left side is poor. Grandal, who carried them in the second half last year, is a switch hitter, but primarily a left-handed hitter with power. He's got 2 home runs this year. Moncada has got 5 home runs this year. From the left side, they don't have the balance they need. They've got really tremendous right-handed hitters, but now Tim Anderson is out for the next 6 weeks at least with a bad finger, and he's gonna have surgery on a Thursday. So things have been working against the White Sox as far as injuries all year long. That said, I'm a believer in pitching. I'm a believer that the White Sox still have the best pitching 1 through 13 in that division and have a chance to win it.
So Cueto goes tonight in Kansas City. I like the way he's kept his ERA down. Respectfully, I got just over a minute.
Yeah, Cueto's been fantastic. He's come in there, and he's been the one thing that has kept them even an average baseball team. And, you know, his demeanor, the way he pitches now, you know, if you go in the Wayback Machine, think about Luis Tiant and the way he pitched for the Red Sox back in the day. That's Johnny Cueto is a modern day Luis Tiant.
Right.
He's been fantastic, really.
Yeah, I've seen him pitch many times, and recently, in fact, and I love his ERA low in the twos, high twos. But and I think Abreu's starting to hit. Robert has been fairly solid, hovering around 300. It is amazing to me that they haven't caught him or had a real hot streak. And then also, I'm stunned at the abuse Tony La Russa gets in Chicago from the fans. It's all amazing to me. Bruce, always good to catch up with you. Avoid the phone tonight. Don't pick up the phone. I love you, Bruce.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, throw back on Coast to Coast. Carver, hi. Why don't you give me some skinny on these afternoon games, everything that's going on now?
Yes, let's take a look around the league. The Mets still have the 10-2 lead on the Reds. That is in the bottom of the eighth as they will sweep away Cincinnati in this series. The Brewers and the Rays now still tied at two, bottom six in Milwaukee as the Brewers are trying to get something going in that one. The Nationals out at Wrigley, where Bruce just was, have just taken a 2-0 lead. Joey Meneses just hit a home run. Who goes deep for the Nationals? They now lead 2-0. We need Voit home run, Scotty. Not anybody else in the Nationals. Voit's the only guy on Washington who should be hitting any home runs. We don't need anything from anybody else. Come on now.
And notice how I didn't even mention on purpose the game with Bruce that he was at. Because they both suck so bad, I refuse to talk about the Nats and Cubs game. You talk about meaningless.
I don't blame you on that count. It is a meaningless game. Bruce, looking forward to not being at the cornfield tomorrow night. Angels and the A's now underway in Oakland at the Ashtray. They are through one scoreless, and they are about to throw the first pitch. Not only, Scotty, in Seattle, but in San Diego as well. Yankees, Mariners, Giants, Padres, about 10 minutes from now, first pitch in those games.
Thank God. I'm watching the Mets and my toenails are growing.
I know.
I want to watch the Yankees.
Got
I don't
the
have
Cubs
time
on
for this
in
sissy
here.
Team.
I got the Cubs
how,
on
have you
here.
Noticed, have you ever noticed when the Mets are on, they'll show like the other angle of the Statue of Liberty that you never see?
Yep.
See that angle of it from Queens?
Always show the other angle. But we've got those. And then later on in this hour, hour number two, I should say, full slate of games tonight, Scotty, that we have to get to. Lots of tickets to be made.
Carver, hi, by the way, when we drive in Queens together, every time he's near Citi Field, he rolls the window down and lets a giant balloon fly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.